You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
So I went to a recital at my daughter's school last week, and these kids are aliens. Like, it's weird. It's such an interesting age, 12. So they could be dating someone else and not speak to them at all. Like, the person doesn't speak. I'm like, what, you guys are dating? You guys said you're dating. Like, what do you mean? Why did that person just walk by and you didn't say hi? I'm mom. I don't know. I'm like, okay. It's like weird aliens, like dogs at a dog park, like sniffing each other, like different ways than us adults act. Like, you're not dating that guy. You didn't even say hello to him. What? I don't get it. Okay. So that's that. Also, if they break up with someone, like, they don't care. They sort of care. They don't care. It's like they have the attention span and emotional capacity of a gnat, but they could get really upset about, like, Lassie, the dog, getting hurt on television. It's just, they're just aliens, these people. And so I was at my daughter's recital, and there's a mom that I know who I saw, and her daughter is Bryn's age and in Bryn's class. And I'd forgotten that. And they live down the street from each other in the Hamptons, and they know each other. There are only like 100 kids in the class. So she knows this person and takes classes with them. And so I said to Bryn, do you know her? Do you like her? She said, yeah, she's nice. And the mom that I saw said that her daughter said Bryn was nice. Okay. So they think each other are nice, but it was like sort of suspect. Like, they're not really friends, or sus, as the kids like to say, but they're not friends. So we're at the school, and I saw the girl, and I walked over because I'm thinking, oh my God, my summer, because my daughter, you know, she's like, we're codependent. We're like Siamese twins. She's on top of me and like won't let me have 1 second of my life back. It's just, she's obsessed with me and I love it. It's like living with a stalker in your home. Like, I'm like, I need to get a restraining order. I need a second just to like live my own fucking life in my own body. Like, it's my choice. Like, you're like, they have the memory of a freaking cocker spaniel. We were just together. We had breakfast. We just went to the beach. We just swam. We just took a jacuzzi. I just made you food. We watched movies last night. You slept in my bed. I brought you into this fucking world. I want 1 second where I want to role play with you, like at the pool, and let's talk about this. You're this and I'm a person who needs a fucking break. Like, I just need a goddamn minute of my life. You didn't have a nanny. I literally have no friends, no social life, nothing. Vodka and my bed and you are the only things I have going for me, like in this lifetime. Like I need a goddamn minute just to look at the inside of my eyelids. So anyway, so I'm thinking, oh, this friend is down the street because my daughter doesn't want to go to camp. Let's not do mom shaming and guilting and all this shit. We can do that. Do that with your own fucking friends. I don't want to hear it. I don't give a shit. I have the best kid. I have the best relationship with her. I live for her. She's right here. Oh, it doesn't fit. Mine doesn't fit either. It's a little, you need to get that taken in like a little. She's going to have to go take it right now to the tailor. Back to the tailor. You don't understand. We've been at the tailor twice today. I love you. I was just talking about how much I love you and how I love that we don't have any space from one another. The side rant is I don't borrow clothes. It's just a thing that I don't do. I just buy and I just don't care. And I was talking to the Bellas on their podcast about like, we don't care enough. We don't like, I literally drank vodka last night at 11 o'clock. I didn't think about, oh, the MTV award. So I called my friend Fernando. He sent me like five options. I picked the second option. He sent it. I pinned it to get it tailored because I have no time to like go be like custom tailored. Who the fuck has time for that? So they pinned it, sent it to my house today, tried it on. We're leaving tomorrow. Doesn't fit. So I had to pin it like the most non-professional way, like the binder clips, like the two little clippies, the hard ones. I did it that way, sent my housekeeper to drop it off at the dry cleaner. I mean, some random dry cleaner, not like, you know, the bespoke Anna Wintour, Met Ball, Oscar de la Renta, justified tailor. We have no time. So we're at like Jiffy Tail and it's going to be a shit show. And I don't know what it's going to look like. So that's that. So then she comes home, her dress got tailored too. Her dress also doesn't fit. So now we have two situations, one shot at the apple. We just got one dress. We don't have backup plans. I was literally at Watch What Happens Live and those Beverly Hills Housewives, they had five dresses, backup dresses. They had wardrobe changes. They had jewelry backup. I like, it's one and done. Like this is it. This is it. It's M&M. You only get one shot, man. That dress doesn't work. I'm wearing something out of my closet and I'm getting the feeling that might be happening. And I don't know what Bryn's wearing. We don't have shoes. We're a shit show. Oh God, I can't believe this is happening. Okay. I know a mom at school and I don't know her that well, but her daughter's Bryn's age. So I think like, yay, we have a friend for the summer. Like Bryn won't go to camp. She's surgically attached to my body. And like now we can have a friend down the street. So I thought like a normal person, I would walk up to the kid because the mom wasn't there to be like, it's like a weird, it's like, they already know each other. So I wasn't introducing them. So I walked up to the girl and I said, hi, I'm Bryn's mom. And like, these kids don't care and they don't need to do pleasantries. So she looked at me like, okay. And I thought, oh God, I'm choking now. I'm like, I'm actually choking. Okay. Well, Bryn is my daughter. Like Bryn, you know, they know each other already. I just fully choked. I was like, Bryn, and let's call her Penelope. Penelope, like Bryn, they're like, right, we're in the same, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing it wrong. And I was like in it. And the kids are relentless. They don't let you out of it. Bryn was like hiding in a plant. I thought I was so cool. Like I'm cool. And I'm also slightly famous. Like, and I'm also like fabulous. And I'm a beauty influencer and I have a podcast. Like I'm cool. I'm like a cool mom at this school. And I just walked in thinking I could do what I do everywhere else. And just be like, yeah, no, Bryn. And it was not like, it's not, no, it was like a, it was a no. It was an immediately and absolutely and categorically and emphatically no. So now Bryn's abandoned me. Paul's standing there being like, wow. So then there's these other two parents and they saw me come back. I go, oh my God, I just totally choked. And the two parents were crying because like they saw it happen too. I was like, it just, that was so weird. And then like, then I said something else to the boy that she was like, was her friend, you know, I said something else to him that was awkward too. I'm like, hey, yeah, no, you were great in the concert, but I didn't see him in the concert. I just like said that, which is a bold-faced lie. I didn't see him do anything. I was actually looking for him in the thing. And then I said, where were you sitting? To then prove that I like didn't see him. So it was like, imagine as an adult, I'm like, oh my God, you were amazing. And then I say, what instrument do you play? Like, what's a fucking, what are you, a fucking amateur? Like, are you new? Who are you? You just like, you're fucking a disaster octopus, like with your arms and legs, like your tentacles, like making fools out of yourself at a small school function. Like that was a Today show. I'd be better prepared. I don't know. So it just was not. Oh, and also I thought she's in a concert. Don't you get flowers? Or does that happen in high school only when you're like in a play? So she said she's in a concert. So I stopped on the road at this place that I thought would sell flowers, like a very fancy bodega. And I walked out, I had to pee in the place and I came out and I forgot. And my driver, I know this sounds rich person, but I am a rich person. I don't know what to tell you. So I came out and my driver said, you forgot what? You forgot the flowers. So I'm like, oh shit. I was going to get balloons. So I go back into the deli and they only have this like smiley face box with all this stuff in it, like candy. And it's got like a bow. And I'm like, that's cooler than flowers. Yay. So I just think to tell Brynn as I go there and she's like, oh my God, no. That would be like sending someone balloons and they get their period. Like, I'm that mom. I literally thought it was appropriate. Like, you were in a concert. And so no one had anything there. Like, no one. Like, there's just, I just am not, I've got to get my like cool mom game in a public social setting down because it's at a zero right now. We are like not functioning at any capacity. So that was, it was all, it was just all, yeah. It just didn't do great. And there were a couple of other things, but I won't mention them now, but it was just not great. So yeah, didn't handle it great.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico or Puerto Rico. My accent's not the best, but I'm trying. But I know Puerto Rico well. I've been there so many times. I Be Strong has done so many missions after Hurricane Maria. It is more than just a name. It is a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island. The unique Boricua spirit infuses the island's culinary landscape with a one-of-a-kind passion and point of view unlike anywhere else. I love Puerto Rico. I've been there twice in the last year. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm laughing at TikTok and like this language that isn't based in reality. So every time I make one of these beauty videos, that is literally the only thing in my career that I'm known for. And when I tell you that I go into CVS and I get stopped by moms, never has this happened like to this degree. Oh my God, you're doing the Lord's work. Thank you. Like literally I have done $125 million in aid to Ukraine and it's, I'm not doing the Lord's work there. I'm not, I'm just doing a normal thing. I talk about lip gloss and what to use and what not to use at CVS. And I am the Justin Bieber in the makeup world. I'm not kidding. I was coming off the beach last week and someone was like, oh, I can't afford it. You're doing it. Thank you so much. Like, this is the craziest accidental thing that's ever happened. Thus proving that if you just have fun with something and you just come from the heart, it will usually lead you in the right direction. But when I review these things, if I like it, sometimes I'll say, okay, I like it, Picasso, which is not a real thing. It's like some sound that was on TikTok. Like I'm speaking in a TikTok language. Immediately, no. I'm not addressing this crowd right now. Like I talk. Like I literally talk. I'm going to do it for you right now. That dress, immediately no. Okay. I've seen what I needed to see, immediately no. And then it's about that time. Like, let's get to work. It's about that time. If I like something, it's great. Let's do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go. Someone sells me on it. Okay, I like it, Picasso. Like, I'm a TikTok talker. It's fucking crazy. All day long. I'm at a 10 right now. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm like this weird short-circuited robot that, like, is just saying things. Like, it just keeps repeating the same weird information and you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I'm not a human being that speaks the English language. And I hate run it up the flagpole douche language. I am the queen of douche talk language, the queen. Like, I don't know anyone else that speaks their entire day, all day, every day, which is not TikTok. That's another dialect of douche language, but all day, air day, talking and talk. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sure I'll say like five more today. On that note, Lizzo, we got frustrated. She did a whole video. It's about that time. Oh, Brynn asked me for something. In a minute. So Lizzo's song, it's about that time. And then in a minute. So she did this sort of ranty talk where she's criticizing how everybody's been doing that dance in their dances. So she's like, I'm tired of seeing it. That's exactly what she said. She goes, I'm tired of seeing it. In a 1 minute. So condescending. It's hilarious. Okay. So then she gets really mad and she's like, and Balenciassi's, I assume it's Balenciaga shoes or bags, or it feels like it's duplicate. So it might be two shoes, but so it's my Balenciassi's. So in the middle of the video where she's like yelling into the TikTok sphere about how pissed she is, how people are doing it. And it's frightening because we're being reprimanded for not doing it right. And then she gets really mad and she says, y'all ain't doing the Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's at. Y'all ain't doing the Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's at. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. But like, where are the Balenciassi's at? Like, the Balenciassi's at. They're not here. They're here. But that's not a real word. What are fucking Balenciassi's? I'm doing the Balenciassi's wrong. I don't even know what the Balenciassi's are. But I'm concerned because I'm doing the Balenciassi's wrong. So it's like the twirly dance to the Balenciassi's new made up TikTok word in the new made up TikTok dance for the Lizzo song. But y'all don't be doing the Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's at. So believe me, when my assistant does something this week and it's not like up to snuff, I'll be like, y'all ain't be doing the Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's at. Jesus, you should fucking know better, man. But do the Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's are at. And everybody will be okay. Should have been a chapter in my book, Business is Personal. Do the fucking Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's are at, okay? Life will go much easier that way. You wanna win at life? Do the fucking Balenciassi's where the Balenciassi's at. You know, what did I tell you? What did I tell you about doing the Balenciassi's wrong? Okay? Don't make me get up out of this chair. Do the Balenciassi's right, okay? Lizzo has spoken. And we're not Lizzo is a member of the not fucking around crew. And you better do those fucking Balenciassi's where they're at. Balenciassies are here, so come up to their level. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.